Ghislaine Nsengiyumva has been sentenced to 10 years for the killing of Jeff Twain following a violent New Year's stabbing in North Bay in 2021. After applying a credit for nearly 4 years of pretrial custody, mitigating factors, including 1 year for harsh conditions, Nsengiyumva has 2 years and 28 days left to serve in jail. Justice David Nadeau delivered the sentence on Wednesday afternoon in North Bay's Superior Court of Justice. Nsengiyumva previously pleaded guilty to manslaughter, 2 counts of assault, assault with a weapon causing bodily harm, and uttering threats of death. "The tremendous pain you have caused the Twain family and Bear Island is immense," Justice Nadeau said during the sentencing. "Your behavior was senseless." Tracy Twain, Jeff's mother, left the courtroom before the justice completed his decision. She did not return. During sentencing, Nsengiyumva showed little emotion. He sat in the prisoner's box wearing a white dress shirt, eyes forward, avoiding the Twain family seated behind him to his right. Members of the Twain family wept at times as the judge spoke of the events leading to the sentencing. Tracy clutched the bench in front, as well as the hand of Tiana Beer, Jeff's best friend and self-described sister. Beer wiped away tears as the court heard of Jeff being stabbed and left in the snow, later dying. No members of Nsengiyumva's family were present. His sister, Carol, who had spoken during the August 5 proceedings via Zoom and attended in person on the 4th, was not in the courtroom. Tracy, wanting a much longer sentence for Nsengiyumva, shared her pain and frustration, saying the justice system, police, and victim services failed her and her family, and described how the process has left lasting emotional harm. "There's no such thing as justice," Tracy told Bay Today. Beer reiterated that the sentencing doesn't feel like justice. "It's just heartbreaking," Beer said. "We never get to see Jeff again. But this guy gets to go back to his family in 2 years. I think that's a hard pill to swallow. It's not enough. It's not fair. It's not justice." Choking back tears, Beer said it's going to be painful explaining the outcome to her son. "I have to tell my 9-year-old that the man who murdered his uncle is going to be out in 2 years," she said. "That's going to hurt him a lot." Virginia McKenzie, an elder from Temagami First Nation on Bear Island, said she saw no remorse from Nsengiyumva. "Holding his head high was pure arrogance," she said. "It's very, very sad, for Tracy, for her family, and for all the young people who loved Jeff. They put a low value on murder." Nsengiyumva has been in custody nearly every day since early 2021. His lawyers argued that he should receive credit for harsh pre-trial conditions in jail, including lockdowns, solitary confinement, and limited access to basic rights during the COVID-19 pandemic. A summer's credit, each real day spent in pre-trial custody counted as 1.5 days, was ultimately applied by Justice Nadeau in the sentencing. Defense lawyers Christopher Hicks and Mark Falovo said they would review the decision before deciding on next steps. "We're still processing," Falovo said. The events that led to this day began on New Year's Eve 2020 at a house party on Gormanville Road. Nsengiyumva violently attacked 2 women at the party. They called Jeff Twain for help. Twain arrived with 2 others, encountering Nsengiyumva on Jane Street. Nsengiyumva stabbed Twain multiple times. Jeff later died in hospital on January 1, 2021. See, man dead after New Year's Eve stabbing. And, Ottawa area man arrested and charged in New Year's party murder. And, New Year's homicide victim's name officially released. And, murder suspect on bail re-arrested for breaching his release order. And, murdered man's family demands justice for Jeff, as suspect granted bail, then re-arrested. In May of this year, Nsengiyumva pleaded guilty to manslaughter as part of a joint submission that saw a murder charge reduced. He also pleaded guilty to multiple counts of assault and threatening death. See, mother of slain North Bay man speaks after killer's plea deal. "The recent sentencing process has been stretched, deeply impacting the family, including their strong ties to Temagami First Nation and Bear Island." See, Victim's family confronts killer during emotional sentencing hearing. And no sentencing verdict in Twain murder case. Court to resume Wednesday. And another emotional day in court for Twain family as sentencing in murder case set for next week. For our community, said McKenzie, to lose one of our people is to lose part of a generation. Throughout the hearings, the Twain family was surrounded by friends, supporters, and extended family members, both in person and online. Thank you to everybody who supported on Zoom in the courtroom, said Beer. We truly appreciate it. I'm sure Jeff feels the support. I wish it went a different way, but Jeff's memory will always live on. And the sky will always be blue for him. That was his saying that, the sky will always be blue. Tracy added quietly, it's blue, but there's no justice.